Aleluya. Aleluya. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Very happy new year. In the name of Jesus, I welcome everyone to our first service for 2025. These are the days of His power. In the name of Jesus Christ, can you lift your hands wherever you are and in 1 minute thank the Lord again? Thank Him for His sent word. He sent His word already. Thank Him because it's your turn to be a sign and a wonder. We are in the days of His power. The days of His power will require you being a believer, that you believe the speakings of God. Turn it into prayer. Lord, I believe. I have come for an encounter. We are in the days of His power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you join me in 1 minute to thank the Lord officially for the privilege of being alive in 2025? I know you have celebrated His faithfulness as a person, but let's thank Him as a global family. Lift your voice in 1 minute. Let us express our joy and gratitude that we are grateful, O God, for life, for strength, for vision, for wisdom. We are grateful. Thank You for all our expressions. Thank You for Your faithfulness. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because His compassion, they fail not. Now thank Him for tonight. Thank Him for His word coming to you. The word is coming to reposition you. To reposition you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, again we say thank You. Thank You for this first service for 2025. Thank You because You will do us good tonight. We have come full of faith and expectation. And the Bible declares that the expectations of the righteous shall not be cut off. Lord, we thank You. Our hearts are open to receive. Do us good tonight. Bring glory to Your name. For in Jesus' matchless name we pray. Once again, God bless you. It's good to see everyone. Please be seated. Hallelujah. If Satan did not stop you from crossing over, he will not stop you from going forward. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'd like to welcome everyone officially. Let's appreciate our family connected online. Zaria is connected. And all other expressions. Thank you for those of you who are connected. Please invite friends and family and everyone, because the word is coming. And when the word comes, lifting comes. When the word comes, wisdom comes. When the word comes, the capacity to rise also comes. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Let me officially honor all who are worshiping with us for the first time. You were acknowledged, but let me do it one more time. Let's give them a big God bless you. Particularly our international guests, thank you for taking the time to travel from across the globe. We receive you and we thank God for your presence here. We declare that the Lord will do you good in Jesus' name. We're honored already to have Pastor Pete Rock in our midst. God bless you, Pastor. House on the Rock, Mina. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. And then Reverend Edward, God bless you, sir. Let's give him a big God bless you. House on the Rock, Enugu. Hallelujah. Thank you for taking the time to be with us. And so we thank you and we honor you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me start by encouraging us that we must appear before the Lord already with a strong resolve to bear fruit this year. Make up your mind that my life must produce results. Hallelujah. Make up your mind that I must go forward, that this year I'm not spectating at all. I will be an active participant. I will receive the word of God and run with it until I deliver results. there must be a strong resolve to bear fruit and to advance. I can tell you this, that God is ever ready to make his word good in our lives, provided we are prepared to cooperate with him. Are we together? And my assignment, as always, in every fresh service, is to help us navigate the sent word that he's given. We are a ministry that is guided by the word of God, and we believe in the prophetic speakings of God. And every year he sends us prophetic words that guide our operations as a ministry. Prophetic words for us are a declaration of God's intent, his unique intent for us as a global family. So we take it and cast it as a vision before us, and then we begin to run in keeping with what God is doing. Oftentimes, what God tells us is also an expression of what he's doing globally for every season, because we are also a house of prophecy. He does not speak to us in isolation to and with what he's doing across the globe. But most times, the word that he brings to us is a unique expression of his intent for us and his desire for us as a global family. So I always like to unpack the prophetic word and help us to be able to connect to prophecy so that we run profitably. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Make up your mind also to participate maximally. You see, the word of God requires participation and engaging for it to produce. The presence of the word is like a seed falling on ground. The kind of soil also matters. Regardless how powerful the word is, if it falls on bad soil, and the Bible tells us that the soil represents the hearts of men and their capacity to hear and obey, or hear and ignore the instructions of God. And for good soils, we have a 30-fold harvest, a 60-fold harvest, and a 100-fold harvest. So be prepared to participate maximally. Receive the word of God with joy and gladness. Kill familiarity this year. Are we together? I know. You must bury that spirit completely and open up your heart afresh. Remain a student of knowledge, a student of the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm convinced in my heart that God is determined to do us good, and your portion will be delivered for you already. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shout, I believe God's word over my life. Say it again. I believe God's word spoken over my life. As simple as that declaration is, let me tell you, it holds power in the spirit. Hallelujah. The Bible says, I believe and therefore I have spoken. It says, we believe and therefore we speak. It is the character of the righteousness that comes by faith. The word of faith, the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, beginning from verse 8 to 10, that the word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in your heart, the word of faith which we preach. That every time you believe a thing with your heart, you must verbalize it with your mouth in order to be established. It says, with the heart man believes anything at all unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Is the word soteria. It's a broad word. It captures deliverance in its entirety. With the mouth confession is made unto healing, unto lifting, unto glory. So you must make up your mind that God's word will work in your life. 1 Corinthians chapter 29 and verse 11. The days of his power. My assignment tonight is to help you run with the sent word as we begin a series of very interesting spiritual adventures this year, 2025. 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 11. We'll consider a few scriptures and then I'll begin to teach. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. It says, thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted above it all. You believe that? It belongs to him, and he is exalted above it all. The greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, the majesty, all that is in heaven, think about it, and all that is in the earth belongs to him, and he's exalted above it all. Second scripture, Psalm 66, we'll read from verse 5 to 7. Psalm 66 from verse 5 to 7. Come and see the work of God. May that be your testimony this year. that your results will be so compelling they will become sermons. Your results will draw many, that you will draw nations as a single person. You will compel them to come and see the works of God. It says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works that he's done unto the children of men. You can ask men to come and see, not come and see stories, not come and see a fig tree with leaves but without fruit. You can see the manifestation of the works of God. It says, God is terrible in his doings towards the children of men. Verse 6, he turned the sea into dry land. It says, they went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. The final verse, I like this, very powerful and instructive. It says, he ruled by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. As a result, let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Hallelujah. That there is a God who can manipulate all things to be consistent with his will. That means nobody should brag and boast when you are aware that there is such a God. He calls them the rebellious. There are people who claim their lives can go smooth without God, and our world is growing into that state of pride. You hear people say, I got rich without God. I don't need God to be rich. I got blessed without God. I want you to know that there is he that rules over the affairs of men. And let us learn already from Nebuchadnezzar. God is able to reduce a man in pride until he learns that there is only one God exalted who deserves praise. But it's important for you to know that he is the ruler of the nations. Are we together? His position was not, he was not elected in that position. There is no parliament that supervises his operation. There is none who can say, what doest thou? Anything God does is just. There is no man who has any parameter to measure his faithfulness or otherwise. Whatever he does is just. Not just because he's loving and righteous. It is because he's all powerful. There is no other system of proving him wrong. Are we together now? Praise the name of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 1. Let's go to the prayer of Paul now, 18 and 19. Paul prayed a very powerful prayer. And in the name of Jesus, may this be the year that this prayer becomes answered in my life and your life. He prayed over the church in Ephesus that the eyes of their understanding, let me read it now. He says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, being enlightened. Amplified will say flooded with light. It describes an extent of spiritual illumination so that you can know and understand the hope to which he called you. I have a teaching on this, the hope of our calling. But let me tell you immediately that when the Bible talks about the hope of our calling, it is maturity unto sonship. That when God called you, he had an intent at the back of his mind. Are we together? He had an expectation. Every time God calls men, he does not just desire that they be saved and remain there. There is a goal in the heart of God for every believer. And that goal is to attain maturity, a point where they become sons of God indeed. Praise the name of the Lord. Paul calls it the hope of our calling. So every time God calls a man, you confess the lordship of Jesus. Every time God calls a man to be planted in a spiritual house like this, you must have it at the back of your mind that God has a goal for every teaching, for every miracle, for every prayer session, every worship session. All of these are line upon line. They are factors that are adding to you attaining that expectation that God has for you. The Bible simply calls it the hope of your calling. You understand that now? And how rich his glorious inheritance is in the saints, the set apart ones. Verse 19, it says, you can go back to KJV, or well, if whichever. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us word who believe? The power is not for everybody, it is for us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Very complicated expression. Paul is trying, attempting to help the believers understand the kind of power that is potentially available for the believer in Christ. And he likens that power. He says that is the same dimension of power that was exerted when Christ was raised from the dead. The power that drew Christ from Hades and brought him to the earth and exalted him until he was seated at the right hand of the Father. Not the kind. That is the same power that he's given the believer. And he's exalted him far above principalities, the Bible says, above power, above might, dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, it says, but even that which is to come. That is the kind and the extent of power he's given the believer. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I define power, and I've done it many times in this house, but just so that I guide us profitably, I define power as the capacity to influence outcomes. In the simplest of definitions, power is defined as the capacity to influence outcomes, any kind of outcome, especially negative outcomes. Whoever sustains the ability to influence outcomes is powerful. God is all powerful because he sustains unlimited capacity to influence any outcome at all. He can cause any outcome to become consistent with his will, consistent with his speakings. It is the reason why we call him omnipotent or omnipotent, all powerful. He does not need to borrow power from any deity. He does not need to outsource help from anyone. He is all powerful, self-sufficient within himself. When God partners with man, it is not because he is weak. It is because he has so chosen by his intelligence to cause man to be involved in his eternal program. Are we together? He is able to do without man. Before man was a factor in creation, God always was there. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was with God. Genesis 1 verse 1, it says, in the beginning, not from the beginning, in the beginning. The eternal past that no man is able to comprehend nor describe. In the beginning, God, he was always there, and he stepped into a moment in eternity and began the work of recreation. Hallelujah. So power is the capacity to influence outcomes. Let me prophesy over someone. In the name of Jesus, this year, every situation, every condition that looks or comes to be unfavorable, the grace to change it until it reflects the glory of God, may that grace be released on your life. The power to alter financial conditions. The power to alter sicknesses, conditions that have to do with your health. The power to alter the negative speakings. The power to alter anything that is antichrist. Let it be released upon your life. So power number one is defined as the capacity to influence outcomes. Take note of that definition. Number two, power is defined as the force that compels compliance. The force that compels compliance. That means for power to really work, there must have been an instruction, a vision, or an expectation. Without a vision, without an expectation, or without some kind of speakings, there would be no need for power, because power is an enforcer. It enforces compliance. So if the government, for instance, says there's sanitation, for instance, and they give an instruction and say from 6 a.m. Nigerian time to say 9 or 10 a.m. Nigerian time, no one should be found anywhere. Now, the president is powerful by office, by physical capacity. He may not be able to physically challenge everyone. 200 million people plus to one man, he may not be able to do anything much. But because he's seated in an office, it's called the office of the president. Are we together? And there are all kinds of subdivisions mandated to enforce the word of the president. So if the president makes that declaration, all of the compliance agencies, we call them the police, the military, the law enforcement officers, not law creation officers. The speakings create the law, and then their assignment is to enforce it. And within the time that has been given for that sanitation, if you are caught outside, except on special duties, you would have to explain yourself or face the law. That is how it is. So every time God speaks, following his speakings are all the heavenly resources. Are we together? That enforce compliance. And it's important for you to know that power is a force. Even in physics, they define power as energy, as a force, are we together, that is exerted on any object within a unit time. And it's a very powerful definition, because if you do not understand the power of God, your life will never compel compliance from the realm of the spirit. If there's anything you know in this house already, is that wicked and unclean spirits are also stubborn spirits. That means they don't change just because God spoke. Are we together now? Psalm 66 and verse 3. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. It is through the greatness of thy power that thy enemies submit themselves to you. I don't want to bore you with the details of why we need power. We have a series already allotted for that. My assignment is just to quicken your appetite and to reposition you tonight. So it's important for you to know that destiny fulfillment in your life is at the mercy of the power available. The power available. The power available to drive compliance, the power available to ward off the arsenals of hell, the power available to strengthen you. In fact, the Bible says if you turn aside in a day of battle, it's because your strength is small. Now, what is the implication of this prophetic word, the days of his power? It's a very powerful word. It's not the year of his power. It's not the season of his power. You see, it is the day of his power, the days of his power. Meaning every 24-hour cycle should bring good news in your life. Are we together? Yes. It shouldn't just be January, then the next one comes by March, then the next one comes by May. That would be the season of his power. But he calls it the days of his power. He says, give us this day. Give us this day. We are in the days of his power. What does that mean? Number one, the days of his power also refer to the days of staying in his presence. This is the implication of the prophetic word now that we've received. The days of his power refers to the days of staying in his presence until the weight of his glory and power rests upon your life. It's not enough to just say, I am in the days of his power. A prophetic word has come. The implication of that statement is that we are also in the days where we stay in his presence until the weight of his glory and power rests upon us. Luke 24:49. Jesus was speaking to the disciples and he says, tarry. He says, behold, I send you the promise of the Father. He says, but tarry. But tarry is the word kavah, stay. Stay with expectation. It doesn't just mean stay. There is staying that is in futility. Are we together now? But this one is staying with expectation. The psalmist says, as a maid looks unto her mistress, that is how we wait on you. That is the word there. When he says tarry, he doesn't mean remain there without any expectation. To tarry means to stay expectant. You find the same word used in the man at Gate Beautiful and Peter. He said, look on us. And the Bible says the man looked at them expecting to receive something of them. If we are in the days of his power, then we must obtain grace and make commitments to stay in his presence until that Shekinah, to stay in his presence until the weight of his glory and his power rests upon you. Whoever wants to experience the days of his power must be the person who desires and is determined to wait. Say, I receive grace. Shout it. Say, I receive grace to wait. I receive grace to stay. This is a very interesting instruction, because we live in a world where we think when we are in a hurry, we are able to do much. Activity is not necessarily progress. Are we together? And this is something that I think our world has been caught up in, this maze of wanting to do everything every day. It says, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things. It says, one thing is needful, and this is what Mary has chosen, to sit at the feet of the Master. Many times it's not about running helter-skelter, left and right, hustling as we call it, trying to make ends meet. That is not the theology of progress. You stay, in your stay in power comes, in your stay in wisdom comes. 1 hour with God can program 10 years of progress in your life. Someone shout, I will stay. I will stay. It's important to learn to stay. When you say you are in the days of his power, it means you know that without empowerment, I cannot do much, and therefore I will stay. Jesus had 33 years to finish his assignment, and you would think he would start by 12, 13, 14 immediately. But he knew that the efficiency of his assignment would depend on empowerment, not activity. He knew that in the presence of power, 3 years was enough. 3 years was enough. 3 years was enough. 3 years. There were other people like the scribes and Pharisees who started before Jesus, and even when he finished his assignment, they were clueless about what they were there for because they lacked power. They had the Pentateuch, the Torah. They had all the scriptures in their minds, but they continued to fight the program of God. If there's one thing I have learned working with God, is that staying is profitable. Staying is profitable. Staying is profitable. The secret of running and making progress is to stay. When you stay and that glory comes on you as a man of God, when you stay and that glory comes on you, you rise up from that standpoint empowered. He told them, tarry, tarry until you be endued with power. And the total wait time was about 50 days, 40 days after his resurrection. And he was teaching them on the matters of the kingdom, the things that pertain unto the kingdom. Acts chapter 1 will tell us. And afterwards, he told them, now I'm done with you. Wait 10 more days. And the Holy Ghost came upon them. When the Holy Ghost came upon them, it was such a spectacular sight. Peter responding to the astonishment of the people. He said, this is that. We are not drunk. This is about 9 a.m. in the morning. No, but this is that was spoken about by Prophet Joel. And they began, that began officially the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. Again, someone shout, I will stay. Receive this as a prophetic word already. For some man of God, for some businessman, for some parent, you have done all you know to do. Last year was full of activities, and I hope you had enough time in your retreat to review. And some of you, if you are to be honest, you will find out that the ratio of activity to result was not a good sight to behold. You dissipated energy that did not bring returns. Why don't you try a different approach this year? Obtain grace to stay. When people get up in the morning and are running helter-skelter, why don't you give him time? Time is the seed required for empowerment, the seed required for intimacy. In your staying, you find grace. In your staying, he speaks to you. The days of his power will require men and women to learn to stay in his presence until, to stay until, not to stay for so long, to stay until. Number two, the days of his power means the days of manifestations, the manifestations of the sons of God. The implication of this prophetic word is that we have come into the experience of the manifestations of the sons of God. Romans chapter 1 and verse 4, very powerful scripture. The Bible says that Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power. He was declared to be the Son of God, not with stories, not just with prophecies, but with power. It takes power to make your manifesto. It takes power to make that declaration, to bring validation as to the fact that you are the Son of God. You are the Son of God. Romans chapter 8 and verse 19, a popular scripture, it says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestations of the sons of God. In fact, let's read 20 again. Since I've read it, let me just continue. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. 21, it says, because the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption. This is the assignment of the sons of God, to deliver creation from the bondage of corruption and bring it into the glorious liberty of the children of God. It means this year, do not be surprised when you see extraordinary results following your life. God is going to be upgrading you from being a mere Christian, a nominal Christian, an ignorant Christian, a struggling Christian. He's going to establish that which he has declared upon you, that you are the son of God. The word son there is not a gender word. English interprets it as son, But it's not the word son like a male. It just means one who through knowledge has attained unto maturity to stand in the office of his father. That's what it means to be a son. Are we together now? So this is talking about a state of maturity, not gender. So when the Bible says sons of God, ladies, don't alienate yourself from it at all. It's a generic expression. He's talking about maturity, that knowledge has elevated you to a point in the spirit where you have gained stature enough to stand in the stead of your father. As my father has sent me, Jesus said, so send I you. To where? Your family. To where? Your place of work. To where? Wherever there is darkness, that becomes the jurisdiction of your assignment. In the name of Jesus, I announce to you, behold a year where you will see the manifestation of the sons of God. That there are people who will come and stand on this altar and their testimonies will not be for themselves. It will be exploits by the Spirit. How that you stepped into a house that had been ravaged by witchcraft and in 1 hour, manifesting as the Son of God, you imported power from a dimension foreign to the earth. And with that power, you dislodge principalities, you dislodge all kinds of yokes and curses and brought liberty to the people. You believe that? Shout amen. Sons of God, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called sons of God. The Bible says, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be like. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Expect an upgrade through spiritual understanding. The Bible calls you a son of God. It is a spiritual reality, but it will take knowledge for you to rise, to step into the experience of that status. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm saying it to you again. Behold the days of the manifestations of the sons of God. You will see God's people do things that would dumbfound principalities and powers. I believe that our lives this year will be a confirmation of Ephesians chapter 2 or chapter 3 and verse 10. It says to the intents that now unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold, multi-sided, multi-layered wisdom of God. Number 3. The days of his power implies that these are the days of mighty works. I like this. Mighty works through the wisdom of God. The days of his power refer to the days of mighty works through the wisdom of God. Mark chapter 6 from verse 1 and 2. Mighty works. He went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples follow him. Verse 2, the Bible says, and when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished. Follow carefully, saying, from whence has this man these things, and what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Someone say mighty works. Astonishing manifestations of the power of God through the hands of mortal men. Mighty works. Building things that dumbfound principalities and powers. Fruits of wisdom being on display in your life. In business, many of you will build things that will surprise you. You will be the first to be surprised by the hand of God upon your life. You will look weak, frail, and ordinary, except that you have imported wisdom that is beyond human wisdom. This is not Sophia. Wisdom that comes from above, commanding mighty works. Mighty works. I believe this. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. Jesus made a very profound statement, and he said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Jesus calls it good works. Believers are not commanded to produce bad works. Bad works means that of a low quality, that which does not carry the signature of God's wisdom. You must challenge yourself that we are in the days of his power. The meaning of that is that my life and everything that I'm involved with must command mighty works. Mighty works. As a businessman, mighty works. You will execute projects that will surprise you, that by May, June, July, even before the half of the year,
you would have achieved things. And when they ask you, you tell them, I'm in the days of his power. This is what the power of God can do. Do you believe this? Mighty works. Extraordinary dimensions of results. Fruits of wisdom. Pro-destiny decisions. One decision that quantum leaps you, that you will enter 2026 in 2025 because of the order of results that you produce. One result that you produce, it will almost be like if you don't do anything again, you have already succeeded for the year. Do you believe this? The days of his power. Jesus commanded mighty works. Many years ago, I preached a message called Commanding Results. It was an attempt to help believers understand that results are not a gift. You command them. It's like a man instructing things to obey. And there are keys. They are called success systems. You engage them like coupling a gadget. How many of you have bought a gadget and you see that that gadget comes in pieces? And if you do not understand the know-how to couple that gadget, you will think those who sold it to you. See, the picture that was sold to you was not the pieces. They showed you the gadget in whole. But by the time you ordered it, it came in pieces. You have the gadget. It is a real product. But you need to understand the dynamics of coupling it together. And sometimes there is usually a manual there. Most times. A physical manual or a barcode, a QR code to scan that takes you to their site. And there you access, depending on the kind and quality of the product, you access a step-by-step gadget. My assignment tonight is to come as an instructor, and that will be the case all through this year, to show you how to couple success, to show you how to couple favor, to show you how to couple victory. Are we together now? Sometimes you can stand there with a gadget that can serve you, and almost be embarrassed that as educated as you are, you fail to couple that gadget together. There are times you will need help, either by another person who has experience or a manual that explains it intelligently. And then, like a toddler learning how to walk, okay, screw this here and you are watching and doing the same thing. Move this to the left, put this here, join this here, and then it will begin to make sense. So don't be intimidated if it looks like your life is not making sense. Recall this example. You are coupling it together. It does not yet appear. It's not yet spelling success. Don't be discouraged. You are in an engine room in the spirit. You are coupling that ministry, that apostolic ministry, that prophetic ministry. Prayer here, fasting here, word study here, discipline here, and you just continue. Eventually, you will be holding something that works. Someone shout, my life must work. Say it again. Say, my life must work. In the name of Jesus Christ. So mighty works. Let me tell you this. Do not embrace a narrative of smallness this year. Challenge yourself by the Spirit of God that I'm here for mighty works. Are we together now? Our work with God this year is both corporate and personal. There are visions that are casted upon a people corporately. But as an individual, you can stretch your faith and say, Lord, I will do this year what I've not done before in the name of the Lord. Not from a competitive standpoint, not from a standpoint of gratifying the flesh. I want to bring you greater glory. Tear that curtain of limitation and tell yourself, I will do much this year. Mighty works. Who is learning? The days of his power are also days of supernatural outpourings. The days of his power refer to days of supernatural outpourings. What does that mean? Access to higher levels of grace. Access to higher levels of grace. Access to higher levels of grace. Listen, grace is in levels, and the results that they command are also in levels, according to whatever level is currently available in your life. He said, grace and peace be multiplied. Businessman, listen. Man of God, listen. Grace and peace is multiplied. You see, grace's work, the best way to describe grace is like money, currency. Are we together? Or maybe for a generic definition, let me use something that is more generic, your recharge card. I gave that example somewhere ministering. How many of you know, for instance, if you have, say, 100 naira recharge card, at least that is something, am I right on that? There are things it can do. It can send an SMS, perhaps at least within your local environment. I'm not sure it can browse. I don't think it can. 100 naira is too small, except you borrow and then pay later. But generally, I think 100 naira is small. Are we together? Now, please look up. Someone may have 10 or 20,000 naira or 100,000 naira worth of recharge card. And the phone may even look smaller than your phone. Are we together now? But the possibilities in that other phone is based on the recharge card, that capacity. Are you getting what I'm teaching you now? If I ask, I say, all of you who have recharge card, stand up. The one who has 100 naira will stand up. The one who has 20,000 will stand up. The one who has 1 million will stand up. Am I right? The difference is the possibilities that can be commanded. For instance, if we say all of you call somebody abroad from here for 1 hour, you see there are limits now. Our man with 100 naira will not be able to do much. He doesn't have to be an unbeliever. He can be a Christian, for instance. It is just that he's limited. Now, watch the wonder. The gentleman with 1 million has too much. He does not need 1 million naira to make that call. And so there is a possibility for transference. Now, listen. In one moment, whatever, hash, send. And literally, sometimes in less than a minute, he credits the account of someone. And boldness answers to that immediately. The man who was afraid, feeling timid, in less than a minute he becomes emboldened. And he calls the person and says, okay, don't call back, I'm calling. What change? Transference. What change? Not the size of the phone. Not change. What change? Not the language that was used. But that recharge card was transferred from somebody with abundance to someone with insufficiency. Let me speak over someone. What you could not do last year, may my God transfer these possibilities to your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please sit down. You see, this analogy of recharging your phone is a very interesting one, because your anger does not change the amount there. Telling lies does not even change the amount there. If it is 100 naira, it remains so. But not when a transfer happens. Hallelujah. Someone, you will come to church one of these days with 100 naira worth of grace. And whilst you are listening, one day, you will not know that this is the day that heaven has decided. And you know, listen. I hope you know that even within telecommunication, there are levels of clientele. Not everybody is at the same level. Are we together? Now, not to insult you, but that's the truth. The man who has 1 million naira recharge card in his phone, there is a name they call them in the office. Hello? The one who has 2 million, even him, he does not know the name they call him. But there is a name. He does not go to, say for instance, that man will not go to an MTN office to solve his problem. No, they allocate an account officer. Why? Because what he has upgraded his status. Listen, it means there are certain queues you will never join again. Are we together? There are things you prayed for 1 month before it arrived. But with the arrival of these superior graces, one declaration, one, not two, not three, one declaration, I tell you by the Spirit of God, you will make declarations and watch the manifestations. That is the realm where the sower and the reaper together, it's like a spiritual equilibrium that as you are declaring, you will see it manifest. The outpouring of the Spirit. Keep this analogy of recharge card all through this 2025. So that the moment pride wants to overwhelm you, remember, calculate in your mind how much. From 100 naira, now I am on 1,005. Congratulations, but it's still too small. Remember, the call is to the globe. You want to be empowered to be able to call anybody anywhere. the days of his power. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute and then we'll continue. Supernatural outpourings, access to higher levels of grace. Shapeleka paranta kapas lagrakata bedagata. In Jesus' name we pray. The days of his power also implies that we're stepping into the days of liberty from all oppressions of the devil. The implication of this statement, I'm seeing like a candle. I'm seeing the vision of a candle. As I just mentioned this, I started seeing the vision of a candle, but there's no light on the candle. This is what I'm seeing. I believe that this candle, you know, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. But the Holy Spirit is the light that comes upon your candle, and so that it begins to burn. I speak to someone, whatever has made you ineffective, the value of a candle is that it is lit and burning, not just that it's available. In the name of Jesus, according to this vision the Lord has shown me, let fire rest upon that candle now. Let fire rest upon that candle. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Liberty from all oppressions of the devil. Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 1. This Are we there? 61 and verse 1. This is the fifth implication of this prophetic word. It means we are stepping into the days where we will experience total liberty in experience. Total liberty from all oppressions of the devil. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, the messianic prophecy, because the Lord hath anointed me. Say, I am anointed. Like you believe it, I am anointed. It says he hath anointed me to preach the good tidings to the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. I like this. To proclaim liberty to the captives. Liberty to the captives. Shapala koria sata. Liberty to the captives. As I'm saying it now, I'm speaking to someone in the name of Jesus. Any oppression, perhaps you are coming here for the first time and you are being bound by any kind of thing, we proclaim liberty to you now. Liberty to the captives. Everywhere, inside, outside, online, liberty to the captives. Captivity can come in various forms, as curses, as yokes, as patterns that recycle themselves. Are we together? The days of his power refer to days where the captives will finally find rest. If the woman who had been bound for 18 years knew that she was one day left to her miracle, that the arrival of Jesus meant the end of her captivity. If the woman with the issue of blood ever knew that she would not die with that situation, if Jairus ever knew that the day he gave birth to his son, are we together? That the devil wanted, had already scheduled oppression, but thankfully he was born in the generation of Jesus. Let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, captivity is real. Bondage is real. Yokes are real. Are we together? In as much as we have victory in Christ above these things, Jesus himself does not negate the fact that they are there. You see it in the lives of believers. You see it in the lives of unbelievers. And you see, let me tell you this. Many times, when Satan can no longer attack you personally, because by revelation you have now been elevated to a point in the spirit where those limitations can no longer have a hold on you. I hope you know that God's greatest goal for you is not to be delivered from spirits, but to be elevated by light to a point where those oppression can no longer get to you, because you are now, you have attained an altitude in the spirit where you have risen beyond them. But here's another trap. Because ascendance in the spirit is a personal affair, when the devil can no longer hold you because of the kind of light you carry, he will oppress those around you, and you will find out that even though you are free, their pain brings you back in bondage. For instance, you may be free in experience from curses and yokes and everything that can hold you down. And now you are excelling in your finances and loving the Lord. So he will strike your remaining 17 family members who are not born again and are not interested in attaining unto a state of light that brings freedom. And it is your own finances that will pay the price of their ignorance. At the end of it, when you calculate that equation, is like plus one minus one. And you are back in a position of pain, not caused by your personal limitation, but because you are connected by bloodline to someone who will not know God. That is why it is important that the victory is for you and your house. Because the more they are saved, the more you find rest. The more they know God, the more you find rest. The more they know what you know, the more they find rest. It's not yet victory if you are the only one who knows. You must spread that knowledge and that light. Your brothers, your sisters, your parents, your siblings, hear the testimony of the gentleman, I believe, whose father finally gave his life to Christ. Imagine with me for a moment that that man settles down to listen for 1 year, particularly these days of his power. You see what will happen to that man? He will start commanding results on his own. It will spill over to his family, spill over to every other person. May this be the year that you become an intercessor. Also be interested in the results of those around you, sincerely, because in their excelling you will find rest. Are we together? The Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It says, they shall prosper who love you. Even though that was a statement contextually to the nation of Israel, but it also applies to us. If all the people around you excel, it will also give you rest. Moses was not oppressed as an individual. He was a deliverer. And yet, because of the stiff-necked nature of the people he led, are we together? He missed out on experiencing the promised land. Because the people kept making him angry. They kept making him angry to a point where God said, no, you've seen my face. And this, I won't tolerate this again. Unfortunately, you may not be able to get into the promised land. Outpourings by the Spirit of the living God. A season of liberty from all oppression. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. Peter speaking in the house of Cornelius. This was the salvation of the Gentiles. And he said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with the Bible says, who went about doing good and healing all they that were oppressed. Jesus did not just heal sick people alone. The woman at the well was not sick. She was oppressed. Are we together? He healed all they that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That means you will experience the reality of that liberty, and then you will be a transmuter of the same to everyone around you. That anyone who is oppressed, God will send you there. Whether by giving you an employment to that office, he will send you there. Whether by connecting you in friendship, he will send you there. And the singular assignment is to be an instrument of deliverance. You believe that? Say amen. Amen. I believe that this year will be an emergence of deliverers. In the name of Jesus Christ. That by the grace of God, our joy and our pride will not just be that God is using us as men of God, but that the people we have trained and raised in righteousness have now become deliverers themselves. Are we together? I may not be able to come to your house, but I can hear the testimony of the wonder-working power of God in your house. Because you will say, Lord, Joshua Selman may not be there, but since I am there, I am an extension of this grace and that power to bring deliverance. Listen, you will be learning a lot this year. Some of you, after a Sunday message, you will travel home the next Monday and say, I'm just here to scatter certain altars for 2 days and then return back in peace because I have found light and it's giving me audacity, grace. You can stand and speak over occurrences that even predate your arrival and say, thus far have you come, no further shall you go. You believe that again? Say amen. Amen. Liberty. If power is a force, then it must speak over the issues of oppression. Let me tell you the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Our world is full of oppressed people. Some of them are very wealthy, but they are oppressed. Are we together? Mental health is oppression. Mental health issues. You see, our children with all these kinds of things, satanic occurrences, sicknesses that are beyond the understanding of the medical world. It's like the devil keeps fabricating new kinds of problems. New kinds of problems. And like I always observe, I'm grateful to God for the gradual infusion of life and spiritual understanding, even among medical practitioners. They know that it's beyond a stethoscope and a syringe. There are medical practitioners with sufficient intelligence that when they diagnose a patient, within the scope of their service, they can know by spiritual intelligence that this one, oh, it will take more than a syringe. This is more than Panadol. This is more than whatever. This is an oppression of the devil. You will not lose any member to oppression this year. Are you receiving it? You will not lose any member of your family, member of your company, member of your business to oppression this year in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Liberty. Number what now? Six it is. The sixth implication of this prophetic word is that the days of his power are days of miracles, signs, and wonders. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Miracles, signs, and wonders of all sorts in their variety. Miracles, signs, and wonders, including receiving a house in one day. Miracles, signs, and wonders, including your papers working in 1 week. In the name of Jesus Christ. Including supernatural debt cancellation. All in one day. Including a helper showing up when you could not reach him to help you in one day. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. This is kingdom come. Miracles, signs, and wonders. This is kingdom come. As we cast out demons
by his power,
this is kingdom come.
Your will be done in heaven
as it is in heaven. This is kingdom come. Listen. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. This is kingdom come. Miracles, signs, and wonders. This is kingdom come. When you see miracles, when you see signs, when you see wonders, they are like a pointer. It's telling you that the kingdom of God has found expression in this family finally. Has found expression in this life finally. You know why we celebrate miracles, signs, and wonders? Because by God's design, the gospel was never supposed to be a powerless communication of realities that cannot be validated. There must be validation to the speakings of God to be called the full gospel. In fact, preaching an empty talk without a performance of miracles, signs, and wonders is an incomplete gospel. Romans chapter 15 and verse 19. Popular scripture. Paul is speaking now. 15:19. Through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about Illyricum, I have fully preached. Fully preached. The full gospel is the message and the power that backs the message. Again, the message and the power that backs the message. Not the message alone. God heals. The power that backs that message must be there. God saves. The power that brings men to salvation must be there. God can turn your mourning to dancing. The power component is what completes the message. It is the speakings of God plus the backing of his power that equals the full gospel. If you understand the message alone, and you do not contend for the power that backs it, it is not the full gospel, sir. Are we together now?
Miracles, signs and wonders, this is kingdom come. As we cast out demons by your power, this is kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Stretch your hands towards me in the name of Jesus. This year, these hands you are stretching towards me, may grace, glory and power rest upon your hands this year. May you command mighty signs and wonders by your hands. Healing miracles, breakthrough miracles, in the name of Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Miracles. When your rod turns into something else to enforce the message of God, that is a real miracle. When a donkey who has no business speaking speaks for the purposes of the kingdom, that is a miracle. When a fish that has no business holding a coin holds that coin and delivers it to you, it's a miracle. When mud and water opens your eyes, it is a miracle. When one prophetic declaration ends 38 years of captivity, that is a miracle. When bathing water that you use every day, but now becomes an instrument of blessings, that seven times dipping yourself there turns you, that your skin becomes as fresh as that of a baby, that is a miracle, sir. Are we together? When a rod that is not planted to the earth now buds within 24 hours, that is a miracle. When five loaves and two fish feeds 5,000 people, aside women and children, that is a miracle. When they throw a man in prison and by the next day he's preaching again, Acts chapter 5, that is a miracle. That is a miracle. When a helper in America who has never seen you sees you in a vision and calls you and said, God anointed me and gave me a commission to bless you and bless your family from January to December, that is beyond a testimony. That is a sign and a wonder. Sign and a wonder. Sign and a wonder. Hallelujah. How do you drive? Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear that testimony? That you're driving and you pass a man and your spirit says something belongs to you here. Because you see, the Bible says the increase of the earth is for all. That man passed a place where his allocation was and the spirit of God brought him back. Disguised a Cyrus to stand there and on picking that man. In these days that picking someone can cost you your life. But not when it is ordained of God. God will wake someone to stand at the gate of your office. And whilst you are standing there, he will say, I came to look for someone, but the person is not around. Are you interested in this business? And that becomes the next chapter of your life. Supernatural coincidences that defy the intelligence of science. But it's an ordination for your glory. The Bible calls it the hidden wisdom that the princes did not know.
Hallelujah.
God uses strangers to sort people. Let me tell you, he does. He does. He does, sir. He does, sir. When God wants to ordain your life, he can cause your father to give you bread and say, take it to your brothers at the war front. And you get there and watch Goliath roaring, not knowing that it was a disguise for you to find the enemy that gives you treasure from the king. Are we together now? Read the Bible and see the mysterious occurrences that led to the rising of people. Abraham meets Abimelech, a man who looks at him not knowing. He lied that he was his sister. And it was partly true, but based on those cultures, the world did not have many people. So it was not a taboo. But now she said, please lie, so the man will not carry you. The king innocently carried the woman. And God warned him, and to appease Abraham, she sorted his destiny with treasure. What a mistake. What a mistake. A young boy comes out overnight, interprets the king, the king's dream, and in one moment becomes a prime minister. The Bible tells us that certain eunuchs were carried and led in captivity to a land called Babylon, the world's then superpower. And the Bible says among those eunuchs were a particular class of boys. And they noticed that those guys were exceptional people, Daniel chapter 1. And then the Bible says Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's portion. They noticed that they were not eating. And the reason was because the foods were given to idols. And the man said, look, don't let the king kill me. They have selected you people. You are going to be serving the king. You will be part of his royal team. Please eat, oh, so that I don't die for nothing. And they said, don't worry. Test us. Give us veggies and water for 10 days. And then test our intelligence, our acumen, physiology and all of that. And after 10 days, he proved them for 10 days. And he discovered that they were fresher, better, 10 times better. That was only the beginning of Daniel's exploits. He was a sign and a wonder. The king would have a dream and was about to kill everybody. I wonder what sort of a king that was. That you have a dream, you yourself, you forget it, and then you are killing everybody for not remembering what you forgot. And Daniel said, let the king not be hasty. There is a God in heaven. Give me time. He went back and began to consult. Wisdom beyond your imagination. And the Bible says, then the secret was revealed unto Daniel. Unto Daniel. He thanked the God of heaven. He came back and began to talk to Nebuchadnezzar. And that became his exaltation. You will later read that Daniel was exalted. He became one of the three presidents. Exalted. In fact, at a point he was kept with the elders of the land. Alienated from any trouble that would happen to them. I found out that was the reason why he was not there with Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. He was among the elders. It was a status that was given to them. Any trouble within the land does not affect them. Signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Mysterious coincidences. Someone will call you and it will be, he thought it was a wrong number. He typed a number clearly that was not your own. And yet it was your phone that was called. And he says, are you ready for the job? You say, sorry, I'm not sure. Who am I talking to? I hope you are not defrauding me. He says, no, I'm the CEO of this company. This was the number that was on my table. How did it get there? Are they not ministering spirits sent to minister to they that be the heirs of salvation? Listen, let me tell you this. We must not act like fools just because we are spiritual. However, we need to be careful because the church is gradually stepping into a realm where we are downplaying spirituality to become scientific. Once a thing is overly spiritual and mysterious, we say it doesn't work that way. God is not stupid. Without the interference of miracles, signs and wonders, logic would have failed the program of God. Logic took the program of God so far. But when you are in a pit with lions, logic does not work there again. When you are in the midst of fire, logic does not work there again. When you are in a dry well to kill you, logic does not work there again. Logic is wonderful. Principles are wonderful. But you get to a point where you can see their limitations. At that point, he said, an angel of the Lord has appeared before me and he said, there shall be no loss. No loss. No loss. By the weather condition, everybody is to die. However, the angel of the Lord, sent by God, and the Bible says that they sailed and they appeared to the island called Melita. Expect signs and wonders in your life, oh. This year is not only the Y, the X, my brother and my sister. 1 + 1 = 2. But when your landlord increases your bill, 1 + 1 needs to be 1,000 in a hurry. Else shame would trap you there. God does not negate the application of kingdom principles, but he is wise enough to know that principles only work when men are not wicked. 1 + 1 can be 2, and somebody will reduce -1 because of his status, and your 1 + 1 will still be 1. 1 + 5 will still be 1. 1 plus 7 will still be 1. And someone will say, because you are Yoruba, your 1 plus 1 will remain 1. Your 1 plus 1,000 will remain 1. Because you are Igbo, your 1 plus 1 million will remain 1. Because you are Hausa, your 1 plus infinity will remain 1. That men can manipulate principles and make them look like they are impotent. This is where you need miracle signs and wonders. Are we together? Someone looks at your child and says, because this child is prayerful and he loves the Lord and his attitude is always judging our own seriousness, we'll fail this child in school. It's not a product of lack of intelligence. It's that a teacher has taken it upon herself, bewitched by evil spirits, to frustrate your child. At that point, that teacher needs a visitation in the night. That one is not, the principal cannot do much. The student too cannot do much, but an angel can do something about it. A warning in the dream, touch not. This child is a child of prophecy. This child is a child of covenant. There are many battles that can end easily when God shows up. Easily. For instance, God can show up and speak to someone and say, my servant is not a lazy person. He needs 20, 30, 40 million for his house. He saved 10 million. The 1 billion I gave you, I told you, you would take something from me to help the body. Take something from it and help that person, because there is a child in that home that will later become a man of God. So that he's not discouraged and gets into a life that is not of God. There are mysterious ways God works. I'm praying for you. Let there be a schedule of mysterious but prophetic occurrences in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I wish I had the time. I would have told you stories and stories in my life and in Koinonia. Occurrences that would look mysterious. Things that later turned out for a blessing. That if you saw it from its initial point, you would never imagine that a blessing would come out of it. A stranger you met. Someone who called you by mistake. Someone you counseled. You did not know you were counseling your helper. Are we together? There's a gentleman, very great person, doing an excellent, doing well in real estate. That gentleman got saved when I went to preach in their university many years ago. He got born again in that place. Later would rise to become a leader in that campus. And after many years, didn't even know. I think after one Koinonia service, he came with his delegation, just came to greet me and said, sir, you can't remember me. I said, not at all. And he said, well, I got born again in your meeting, XYZ today. God has helped me. What do you think he will do for me in remembrance of what happened? That's what I'm praying that God will raise men to do for you. If you think you have to work for everything, save Johnny. I would like to hear your testimonies at the end of your struggle. But as for me, in the name of Jesus, that signature of signs and wonders, it says, I and the children that the Lord has given me, we are for signs and for wonders in Israel. Hallelujah. Hear me. I'm speaking prophetically. There is a woman here, you are a teacher. One of your students is going to come this year. That student is going to give you a property. It's a student you trained years ago. This is not a young lady. This is somebody, a mother. You once were a teacher. Write it down. You once were a teacher. A day is going to come, one of your students, he's become, you are not even aware, you just know that you taught students. That student will show up and that student is going to bless you. Write it down. You will see it come to pass. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many of you have been nice to at least one person in your life in the last 1 year? Honestly, not pride. You've helped somebody achieve something. You've helped someone do something. You were part of someone's journey to success. You did it sincerely, not expecting anything. Welcome to the year where God will open the book of remembrance for you. Welcome to the year. I'm telling you, the Bible says in the days the people shall be willing, in the days of his power, willing to bless you, willing to help you. Now that God has empowered them, they will remember you. They will remember you for good. Please be seated. They will remember you for good. By the power of the Holy Spirit, they will remember you for good. Some of you will go to a visa office and find somebody you once helped. The person will say, what are you here for? You say, I'm here to stamp my passport. You say, follow me. Let me follow another route with you. And before you know it, you and your family members will find rest. Who is receiving that? You will step into an office, both in this nation and other nations, and find somebody and say, your face looks familiar. He said, I remember you cried 10 years ago and God used me to wipe your tears. He said, you are now in UK. Do you have a house? Do you have a car? Do you have a job? If you are in any kind of need, call me. Do you believe this? The Bible says he has dispersed abroad. He has dispersed kindness. He has dispersed help. When you were helping people, you were throwing it like seeds. You know how you throw seeds. Some of these seeds, you threw it from your village, but it got to UK. It's waiting for you there. Some of these seeds, you threw it in Abuja, but right now, it has gotten to China. It has gotten to India. The carriers of those seeds, as they traveled, they went with it, just like a virus. And they are there being established for your sake, waiting for the day prophecy will bring both of you together. This year, Ba, some of you will cry the cry of joy. You will shed the tears of joy. I tell you, this is the day your primary school classmate of over 20, 25 years will say, I was watching Koinonia and I saw your face. I thought you were dead. You are still alive. I am now the manager of XYZ. Even if you don't need the job, do you have five people in your family that I can lift and elevate? I speak it as a prophetic word over you. In the name of Jesus Christ, pleasant surprises. In the name of Jesus Christ, manifestations of signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus Christ. The days of miracles, of signs and wonders. Certain sicknesses you've been diagnosed with. Some of you will find out that before the miracle service for January, for you it will be a Thanksgiving service. Because by the time they check that demonic verdict, they will find that it's gone forever. That statement, like father, like son, if it will be a negative statement in your life, we cancel it already. Like father, like son, for progress, we agree. Like father, like son, we agree for passion towards God. Yeah, that's fine. But like father, like son, to mean curses continue, we cancel. Like father, like son, to mean failure continues, we cancel. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number 7, the days of his power are the days of massive soul winning and ingathering. Please listen. I'm setting a true north for us to be able to run with this year. God is recalibrating our lives and our focus. The days of his power for us will refer to the days of massive soul winning and ingathering. Acts chapter 2, give us 5 to 7, then we'll jump to 37. And there were dwelling, now this was after the Holy Ghost fell upon the 120. They were praying in tongues, prophesying and speaking in other languages that they had not learned previously. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Verse 6, now when this was noised abroad, what God was doing now, the multitude came together. Take note. The multitude came together. They were there. But before that manifestation of God's power, they did not come together. They came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. 7. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, behold, are not these which speak Galileans? Let's jump for sake of time to 37. We are reading from 37 now. Now, when they heard this, so from verse 7 Peter began to teach. I just jumped his whole sermon, 37. When they heard this, they were pricked in the heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Next verse. And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Next verse. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. So you see that the people were saved, but they did not just stay there. They that were glad, that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. How many souls? 3,000 souls. Next verse. And they continued. I like this. It's one thing to be saved, but it's another thing to be continued. To be saved means that the souls have been won. Are we together? But to continue is the process of ingathering that establishes the souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Next verse. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. We are reading to 47. Next verse. And all that believed were together and had all things in common. They sold their possessions and goods. They parted them to all the men, even as every man had need. 46. And they, the same day, the 3,000 that were saved, now established, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. I like 47, my God. Praising God and having favor with all the people. The last sentence, let's shout it together. One, two, go. And the Lord added to the church daily. So here's God's program for the nations. Evangelism, the preaching of the gospel, brings a harvest of souls. But those souls should not just be saved and left to rot. Refer to my teaching, Fishers of Men. Are we together now? One of the major problems in the agricultural sector, especially among third world nations, is the system for storage and preservation. I think I'm right on that. Praise the name of the Lord. That from the farms in the villages, by the time they harvest, say, tomato, perishables like tomato and the rest, most times, before they transport it, maybe because of bad road or lack of, you know, ways to preserve, by the time it gets to the city, some of those products, a major percentage of them would have already spoiled. That's how it is also with souls. Every new believer in Christ is fragile. In gathering is the process that guarantees their preservation and their establishment in righteousness. Let me stay on this for a moment. Anyone who loves God, any church that loves God, any apostolic prophetic movement that loves God must directly be involved in soul winning and in gathering. Soul winning and in gathering. Evangelistic campaigns are not reserved for evangelists alone. They are not reserved for those in the fivefold ministry alone. Remember when I prophesied increase, you said amen. Supernatural coincidences, amen. Somebody giving you a house, what did you say? Amen. New jobs, you said amen. Make sure you say amen to souls too. Amen. For every soul you save, you are saving somebody who can become an armed robber. You are saving somebody who can trouble your own children now and in the future. Are we together? Yeah. Soul winning and in gathering. And I tell you, like never before, part of my commitments to God, I said, Lord, I am ready like never before to spend and be spent for you, to see multitudes come to the fold and to see multitudes established by the word of his grace. That was my commitment to God, and it's still my commitment as I stand here. For as long as I live and I have breath running, my life every day, every other day, will be about soul winning and the establishment of believers in righteousness. But you see, no man can do this business of soul winning alone, no matter how effective you are. Are we together? Again, back to agriculture, there's what we call mechanized farming. Mechanized farming has afforded the opportunity to predict how many acres of land are needed for certain metric tons of products. Are we together? Farm products. And with digital precision, they can say 2 hectares, 10 hectares, 50 hectares can produce under normal circumstances. It has gotten to that level of predictability. There are agricultural tools, gadgets that can harvest so metric tons within 24 hours. That is how our soul winning campaign must also advance to a point where, on account of the wisdom of God at work in your life, systems that have been put in place like technology, are we together now? And the engracing of God, you can say, I will win 1,000 souls this year, this number of souls. And you know you are not speaking alone. And you know that because that is at the epicenter of God's desire, the grace to make it happen will be given to you. Let me therefore challenge everybody, first to Koinonia Global, then this spreads to the body of Christ generally. Let us return and restore our passion for souls. The ministry of soul winning and ingathering is the corporate responsibility of every spiritual family and every matured believer. Every matured believer must be trained to know that no matter your field of endeavor, when it has to do with the business of soul winning, it is your concern. You don't have to be a man of God. You don't have to be a preacher. Provided you have enjoyed that grace, you have been established by the same, you must use your position, your influence, your gift, whatever it is that God has given you, to be an extension of the same. While I prayed this morning over these points, just mentioning them one by one to pray on them so that when you hear them, they come empowered by the Spirit. The Holy Ghost quickened it in my heart. And this, I'm bringing this to you, everybody. Make a commitment. Make a commitment that every week you will be directly involved in the winning and the ingathering of one soul. One soul. One soul. Not 10. Don't make any unnecessary ambition because you are crying in the presence of God. There are many people who tell God many things they don't do. They cry and watch the video of Billy Graham and say, God, if I don't give you 10,000 souls before January, let me die. And God says, no. You are being childish here. 10,000 souls are very hard to find. Very hard to find. Especially because human beings have their will. Someone can listen to you and say, well, it's nice, but I don't love Jesus. And you have to respect it. How about one soul? One. Per week. One. What is the probability of stumbling across one soul? Remember that you are not doing this alone. When it has to do with the business of the harvest, Jesus taught us that angels are also part of the reapers. Are we together now? We are co-laborers with these angels, and they can schedule people. Start with your family members. Start with your spouse. Imagine if all of the thousands of people here gathered in this auditorium and those outside, all the overflows, and those gathered in Zaria, all our expressions, the viewing centers around. Imagine that you have all of these people together, and every week you win and bring one soul. Don't just win the person and say, Mr. Man, if you perish, at least just know you are going to heaven. That's not God's best. Apostle, I've been looking for what God wants me to do. Before you find your unique assignment, start with soul winning. The Great Commission is everybody's assignment. The next time someone tells you, I've not discovered purpose, tell him, let me give you something to be doing. Start winning souls. You will find your place. Are we together? Because it doesn't matter what God has called you to do. Soul winning is everybody's business. I have a commitment. It was part of my covenant to God this year that there is a certain amount of souls by the mercies of God that every Sunday, from Sunday to Sunday, I must present them like a trophy. Your Majesty, in honor of your sacrifice on the cross, I present to you this lady who just got saved, whether it's through the Koinonia platform or personal evangelism. Many of you know how influential you are. God has lifted you to a point where, on account of the testimony of His grace upon your life, it should not be difficult to win a soul again. It's just that we are not interested. We're interested in money. We're interested in maybe charity, and these things are wonderful. But charity does not save men, ladies and gentlemen. It can reflect a dimension of God's love and glory. But there has to be that regeneration. So I'm giving all of us this as an instruction in righteousness. And media, please take note of this. Every week, we'll find a good name and call the project. If I'm short of ideas, you will give me ideas on what to call it. I give you the liberty what to call it, an intelligent word-based name that we'll use. One soul. Is that a doable thing? One soul, every week, one soul. You try that and see how your boldness, some of you are calling to ministry, you can't even stand here and testify because of shame. Start with one soul. My brother, I want to let you know that Jesus loves you. So this is a testimony. One day I will teach you here when we have a whole series on the doctrine of salvation. And somewhere there I'm going to be teaching you effective soul winning strategies. Are we together now? One of the greatest ways to win souls is through the power of a personal testimony. You don't just start by telling the person, I hope you are where you are going to hell. No, you are harassing the person. And in this, legal conscious world, you can go to court. You can tell someone what he did in your life. That's the strategy. That strategy is found in John chapter 4. The power of a personal testimony. The woman at the well, when she ran to the people, she didn't have the eloquence to give them long gist. She just said, come see a man. I don't have the power to save you, but I can lead you to a man. I can lead you to a man who is called Savior. I can lead you to a man who is called Healer. I can lead you to a man who is called Helper. That man is not called Joshua Selman. Joshua Selman stands to represent that man. He is Jesus, the King of Kings, the one who was manger born, put on a tree. You died to save humanity. You are the living God. Bread of heaven sent down from the Lord. Hey, many things you are on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. Awesome ruler, Gentile redeemer. God with us, the living. And what a friend we have in you. Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you. So challenge yourself, Koinonia Global. Take this as a prophetic instruction. We have several programs lined up this year, tailored at soul winning and the establishment of the same. I'll be making all of those announcements today or at the miracle service. But I can tell you, all is set for all of our programs, from Sound of Revival to our other conferences coming from UK, US. I think it's just US. We just have a few things to tidy up, but Canada is fine, almost set to go. UK is fine, almost set to go, and all other programs by the message of God. And how about our November conference happening here? Mighty manifestations of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And who knows other programs that will happen before that time? This is an apostolic ministry. We'll come up with any program. If we need to do a weekend of training on evangelism, we'll do it. That all those who are called to serve, come, will be trained and mentored. Are we together? Just make up your mind this year that I will know God and I will serve God. Traditional, conventional Christianity, shield it and throw it in the dustbin. Be ready to seek God in a way that makes your life profitable. Are we together now? Soul winning. As for me, I made up my mind that the world will know Jesus more because I'm alive. He's given me the gift of life this year. I will not waste it. He's given me a voice to speak to the nations, and he's caused the influence to be listened to, that the voice will be listened to. I will not waste it. I will not waste it. Rather than typing, posting, sharing, gossiping nonsense on your social media platform, why don't you do something that brings glory to the name of the Lord? Are we together? You can start by posting one scripture every day, one salvation-based scripture. Apostle, boy, if I do that, not many people will like and follow. It's better to save one person than to have a band of determined unbelievers who don't want to follow Jesus. Make up your mind to serve Jesus this year. Make up your mind. Start this night. Start this night. You enter a car with someone, and where the opportunity allows, you can gently greet the person. Oh, where are you coming from? I'm coming from church. Oh, where are you? Koinonia. Oh, that's good. Would you like me to invite you next week? I could extend an invite if you don't mind. What is your name? You are sounding very well behaved. Well, glory be to God. That's what the word of God can do. Not a hair. What do you? You are wasting that opportunity. That's what the word of God can do. That's an opportunity for you. You now say, my brother, you know, I was not always like this. I used to be a stubborn, lawless, careless, whatever it is. Have you heard about a man called Saul in the Bible? Oh, Saul, I had him in Sunday school. Well, I used to be like that. But my life today is a testament of what Jesus has done. And I'm happy to let you know that he can do that to anyone, including you. And if you give me an opportunity, I can lead you to Jesus. However, you can give me your contact if you wish. I'll be glad to remind you that there's church. And when you go back home, whether he's saved or not, that becomes your intercessory project. Father, I met this sister. I don't know what family she's coming from. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Now that you caused my step to meet this sister, in the name of Jesus, I intercede by the power of the Holy Spirit that this lady will have to be saved. You'll be surprised. Tuesday, Wednesday, she calls you and says, you are strange. I met you in that bus and I've not been able to sleep. Your thoughts have been around my mind. You say, well, it's not really me. It's the God that I represent. I could tell you more if you spare me 5 minutes. He's the healer, meaning he heals. He's the deliverer. He can turn your life around. Where did you learn all of this? That's why I'm inviting you to come. That is ingathering. There's intelligence to ingathering. I'm praying for you. For the sake of the kingdom, the wisdom to draw many to Jesus and to cause them to be established in the house of God, that grace is released upon you now. Don't watch people go to hell and say, I don't care. One day it will be your brother. Don't watch people go to hell and say, I don't care. You can do your best. Start by intercession and then obtain grace. Be polite, be cautious. If they insist they don't want to hear you, no problem. Leave them in peace and go and pray. The secret is to intercede before you meet people. Father, order my steps today. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, my steps are ordered by the Lord. God, you will prompt it in my heart when I get to an individual, the one soul for this week. Not just to add to the number. No. This is beyond just adding. Ingathering is beyond making a church bigger. Unfortunately, sometimes the narrative can be mistaken. It's beyond having the church bigger. It is drawing as many who will hear what God is showing you now. The church can make a society better if many more people hear the things that produce character, excellence, wisdom, diligence. Are we together now? Lift your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to be a soul winner. I receive grace to be a soul winner. I bring multitudes to the house of God, multitudes to the kingdom through the efficiency of my witness. Amen. Now let me give you the last one. Number what now? Number 8. The days of his power also refer to the days where we have access to supernatural resources. The days of his power refer to days where the church, the saints, will have access to supernatural resources. Access to supernatural resources. I like this. 1 Corinthians 29. Let's start quickly from verse 1. Access to supernatural resources. I feel stirred in my heart to speak a word of blessing already. But let me finish this scripture. And then you receive that word. Access to supernatural resources. First financial resources. Then human resources. This year, some of you, bah, what you will handle with your hands, you will be surprised. God will teach you the purpose of it. You will handle extraordinary resources. First Chronicles 29 verse 1. Let's go. 29 and verse 1. Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God had chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great. Say the work is great. Shout it again. Say the work is great. For the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. Next verse. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God, the gold for the things to be made of gold, the silver for the things to be made of silver, the brass for the things to be made of brass, the iron for the things of iron, and the wood for the things of wood, onyx stones and stones to be set, glistening stones, and of diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones, and marble stones in abundance. Verse 3. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of the Lord my God. Watch this. I have of my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. Verse 4. It says, even 3,000 talents of gold. David is speaking now. Of the gold of Ophir, the purest, the finest of gold then, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the house without. The gold for the things of gold, silver for the things of silver, all manner of work to be made by the hands of artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day? So he's telling them, he says, listen, because of my zeal for the house of God, this is what I have done. This is my contribution to make for the resources that build the temple. But now I'm extending the same to you, he's saying. Who is ready to consecrate himself for the service of the Lord this day? Verse 6. Then the chief of the fathers and the princes of the tribes of Israel and the captains of thousands and of hundreds with the rulers of the king's word offered willingly. I like this. Offered willingly. Verse 7. And gave for the service of the house of God of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000, and silver 10,000, brass 18,000, and 100,000 talents of iron. We're reading to verse 9. 8. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasure of the house of the Lord by the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite. Verse 9. Then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. The Bible says in the days of his power, Psalm 110 and verse 3, it says the people shall be willing. When you say these are the days of his power, you are saying these are the days where, because of your heart, listen, because of your heart to be part of God's program, God is going to be committing such tremendous levels of wealth. Hallelujah. I truly believe that there are people here that God will raise. You may not even be business people, but that such an anointing will rest upon your life. Are we together? That you will command levels of wealth this year, that people will have to call you and say, I don't know you with fraud. I don't know you with money laundering. I don't know you with 419. How did you step into this level of abundance of resources? And you will tell them, the Lord my God, because he's seen my heart, that I love his work and his program, he's made resources available. Now let me pray the prayer I wanted to pray for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare that the grace that makes for extraordinary wealth, let that grace rest upon you. Let that grace rest upon you. Grace that will make you command resources at an unusual dimension. Let it rest upon you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Please be seated. You know by now that without access to resources, first financial resources, then human resources, are we together? You will not be able to do much. Your vision will remain stunted, stagnated. It will almost die in one spot until you have resources. The lady, I believe, who came and was giving her testimony, I was so touched. Was it a lady or a gentleman? That they had not seen their father complete any project. Building a house is not a miracle to the person who has resources. No, it's not a miracle. Sometimes you may not even need to go through the labor of building. Others have built it for you already. You can buy it until the day you are prepared to build your own. Let me tell you the truth. When finances enter the hand of godly and visionary people, two words, godly and visionary people, it can turn those individuals into signs and wonders. When finances enters the hand of carnally minded people who do not love God nor love his program, it misrepresents God. We are not just talking about money with a mission. We are talking about money in the hand of a lover of God. It is not just because God has sent us that we are able to do the things that we do. There is a place for financial resources. And if those resources are not there, Sound of Revival cannot happen. The retreats we have for workers cannot happen. All of the programs, Koinonia services, cannot happen. And how many of you know that the program of God, it does not care whether fuel prices or fuel has increased or the money, whatever. The church must march on. The program of God must continue. Listen, if you love the Lord sincerely, I'd like you to pray from your heart that God will grant you access, that he will trust you with kingdom resources. Hallelujah. I was getting the PTA letter and some of the what they call that now, those things they send from school to inform you of the school fees for some of these my children. And very politely, they will let you know that the school fees is no longer what you used to know again. Sometimes some schools have doubled their school fees times two, and they give you the reason. They say, we are now introducing lunch for the children, and lunch can be another school fees. Hallelujah. But you have to pay. Do you know there are parents right now who have to select which child will go to school and which one will sacrifice? Have you heard of such kind of things? Because they can't afford for all five. They'll now say, you, firstborn, you are 11 years, you can go and learn work. Lastborn, second to the lastborn, you will go to school. I forbid that over your children. I forbid that over your children. I say it again, I forbid that over your children. It will never be that you have to keep your child at a disadvantage. As it is rising, the grace is also rising. Some of you will not only pay your children's school fees, you will go to the management of the school and say, select 10 less privileged students, and please let it be that an anonymous person has added to their school fees. May that be your testimony. Hallelujah. My heart is really pained when I see people, listen, when I see people who are limited, not by their laziness. If a gentleman is limited by his laziness, by his carelessness, by his unseriousness, then that's for him to know, that's his own. But where you find out that someone becomes limited, wants to study, but simply because he came from a less privileged family, it shouldn't be. Worst off is the one who goes to bed without food. It shouldn't happen in our world. You need resources to be kind. To manifest kindness, you need resources to manifest the love of God. Are we together? Please don't reject the call to be blessed. there is only so much clothes you can wear. There's only so much food you can eat. Are we together? There's only so much, how many cars? You can't split yourself into three. Your head in one car and then the other one in another car. All of you can only enter one car at the moment. But you can split your kindness into 1,000. And 1,000 children can benefit from it. You can split love into 1,000. And 1,000 people benefit from it. How about supporting the work of God? Some of you have the heart. Every time you come for Koinonia, you can see it, that you have the heart and you're saying, Lord, if you can place it in my hand, there's nothing I cannot do for you. May God answer that prayer this year. There will be a sudden rise of kingdom entrepreneurs. You will see young boys in their 20s, young ladies in their 20s. I'm not talking of fraud. I'm not talking of all kinds of... I'm talking of divine ideas, strategies by the Spirit that causes you to be a commander of a strange order of kingdom wealth. Wealth that will not distract you. Wealth that will keep your vision, your focus, and your passion for God intact. Hallelujah. I hate poverty with all my heart. I do. And here's the reason why I hate it is because, number one, it can limit the work of the kingdom. Number two, poverty can degenerate honor from the life of a man. It can reduce a man to nothing. Start with school fees. Start with the price of food. The economic challenge is not, in truth, it's not a unique Nigerian challenge. It has become a global, are we together now? Economic fire is burning everywhere. There's no nation that is not feeding it. So it's not a unique thing to Nigeria, in all fairness. This is the year where you must sustain intelligence and grace to define your own portion. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Someone prophesy, say, I shall not want. Say, I shall not want. No, I shall not want. If somebody believes in poverty, honor them, respect their belief, and keep interceding for them. But as for me and you, because you are in this house, you have come under the influence of that grace. In the name of Jesus, it must speak in your life that the works of your hands will be strangely blessed and rewarded this year, that helpers will arise and attend to the needs of your life. For someone here, a stranger will call you and he will say, write your budget and be as honest as you can. Provided you need it for your establishment, write it. If it's for a shop, write it. If it's for products, write it and submit it. You will submit it 5 minutes later, times two of the text, the amount will come in, and you will have the liberty to be established. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I believe as you came in, I don't know if it's been shared already, the stickers for this year. You didn't pay one naira for it. Now, with all due respect, you say, thank God for, I know that in some circles you may have to pay for it. The reason why we're able to do this, are we together? Is because of love for God, but the privilege of His help to be able to do that. Go and ask a printer how much it takes. You know, someone met me and said, Apostle, but you do ministry in a strange way. You don't sell anything, you don't do anything. How do you generate funds? Are we together? When God blesses you, I told you, the blessing of God is a preserver of integrity. Are we together now? I can tell you this by the message of God. I have seen many honest people who love the Lord. They love God with true holiness and integrity, uncompromising in the communication of the doctrine of Christ. But the limitation is these resources. Hallelujah. That while service can be running like this, you find out that the gen just goes off. Not that it specially is that the fuel finished. And it finished because it was 1 gallon of fuel that started the service. And the technical team will be crying and say, please, I hope, let's hurry up and share the grace so that, no, it shouldn't be. Those days, bah, I declare, may they go behind you. Those days, may they go behind you. May they go behind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know what it means by the mercies of God to be in your own house or at least in an apartment you can comfortably rent without telling lies? Are we together? That when you see your landlord, you can greet the person and he says, oh, you are going to church again. Yes. I remember you were struggling for 2 years. You even lied to me and confessed. You said, well, I have found grace. God has shown me mercy. By January, you pay the rent for April. And the man says, what happened? Just say, the goodness of God. Are we together? And by the next year, the landlord comes out of his house stretching and you are stretching. He says, I saw somebody enter the new house. I didn't know who it was. Were you not my tenant? You say, I've been helped by God. This is now my house. Or do you believe you will remain like this forever? Say no again. Even if you say yes, I forbid it on your behalf. I have taught you, by the mercies of God, I will never raise a people who are just spiritually vibrant alone. Your spiritual growth is my first assignment. Are we together? But you must be a blessed people. People blessed by the integrity, by the righteousness of God. Resources. The days of his power are days of resources. Strange resources. Resources to do much for the kingdom. Resources to go and build for your parents and give them joy before they pass on to glory. Resources to go, and some of you will literally go and pay the school fees of all the young people in your village. You will override budgets of programs, crusades. With a single pen, you will bring rest to many men of God as they serve God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, very quickly, how do you connect to the power flow? Four keys. I'm not teaching. I will have to list and then we'll pray. I want to give you about five. Let's say five. Five keys. Now that you understand the implication of being in the days of his power. Apostle, how do I connect? They are comprehensive follow-up teachings. So don't mind if I don't do justice to any point. You are home. Be at rest. We'll do a thorough discussion on all of these keys. But number one, the first key to connect to this power flow is that you must believe the sent word. Luke 1:45. You must believe in the sent word. Be convinced that God has spoken to you. Blessed is she that believe. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Shout, I believe. So the first key is that you must believe the sent word. If you think this is just a koinonia word, the days of his power. You see, I took out time to pray this prophetic word to my own life. And I said, Lord, I believe. I will not just come and teach it. I am in the days of his power. Someone say, I'm in the days of his power. Number two, the second key to connect to the flow of power is that you must contend for higher levels of light. Contend for higher levels of light, higher levels of knowledge, higher levels of spiritual understanding. Contend for higher levels of light. Don't just jump and claim that I am in the days of his power. You must support that determination by your press for light. And I submit to you by the message of God that as always, I am determined like never before, week in, week out, to serve us the light of God's word that quickens your spiritual understanding. Contend for higher levels of light. The higher your understanding in the spirit, the greater your exploits. It's as simple as that. The higher your spiritual understanding, the greater your exploits. Number three, what is the third way to connect to the power of God? Are you ready? Expand your spiritual capacity through a consistent prayer life. Expand your spiritual capacity through a consistent prayer life. Power is like oil. If your capacity is small, any kind of when you pour oil in, say, a bottle, once the bottle is filled, any other oil that you pour again begins to spill and waste. The greater your capacity, the greater you can host the power of God. Capacity to perceive, capacity to receive, and capacity to retain. You can receive all of these capacities in the place of prayer. Again, the capacity to perceive, discernment. You can train your faculty of discernment in the place of prayer. You can train and build and expand your capacity to receive in the place of prayer. And you can build capacity to retain. To retain. I was passing one of the estates not too far from where I live one time, and then I saw this network of gigantic GP tanks. Network of them. I think the distance will be almost maybe a quarter of a plot or half of a plot, just an elevated, just tanks there. And I said, that's right. This is the kind of capacity that can serve the people within that estate. If there are hundreds of homes, you need that much tank. That's how it is in life. If you want to serve nations and your GP tank is like something that can just serve two one bedrooms, you will not be able to serve nations. You need to expand your capacity. Say, I expand. Say it again, I expand. Let this be the year that you engage in consistent prayers. Praying in the spirit, 1 Corinthians 14:4, Jude 1:20. Praying in the spirit, building yourself on your most holy faith, edifying yourself like the Bible says. Wake up in the morning, pray. Wake up in the night, pray. On your way to work, pray. During your time of retreat, pray. Are we together now? Expand your spiritual capacity if you want to connect to that power flow. Number four. This is a very important one. Please do not lose hold of this one. Hold fast your profession of faith. Hebrews 10:23. That means you must keep your mouth speaking only what God has said. Hold fast your profession of faith without wavering. Why? Because He is faithful that promised. When you wake up in the morning, this is not the year for This is not the year for I've done my best. Nothing is working. Don't speak like that. Hold fast your profession of faith. You wake up in the morning and you declare, the name of Jesus, I'm in the days of His power. The wisdom of God is at work in me. As I step out today, my steps are ordered by the Lord. Who is learning? My steps are ordered by the Lord. Favor follows me. I'm too late for tragedy. My eyes will not see evil. The desire of the wicked will return to them. But as for me, the Lord is my inheritance. I go forward, I go upward. This is what it means to hold fast your confession. You hear that there are downsizing people at work. You don't sit down palpitating and saying, will it happen to me? Oh God, you don't consider me. Don't behave like that. You are a believer. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, like the Hebrew boys, I will not bow, I will not compromise. My God is able to deliver me. But even if it does not work out my way, I know that God is greater. He will route favor through another way. In any case, I stand victorious. I am indomitable by the power of the Holy Spirit that is resident within me. Hold fast your profession of faith. You will never hear me make confessions of failure. You will never hear me make confessions of defeat. There are things that will not come out of my mouth for myself. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. I left that realm of programming danger and programming failure for my life years ago. If the things are pure, true, honest, of good report, I will not only think on them, I will speak them. Are we together now? I believe and so I speak. This will be my confession. This must be your confession. You wake up in the morning, I'm in the days of His power. Someone say, how is your day today? You say, well, I bless the name of the Lord. It's a beautiful day. I know that the Lord made this day. Oh, this is your church thing again. I'm fruitful. I am blessed. I'm a well-watered garden. Visible enough for my helpers to see me. Visible enough for my lifters to see me. Are we together now? Enshrined in the mind of those who are interested in my growth. They will not forget me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. By God, I run through a troop. By my God, I leap over a wall. The works of my hands are blessed. I carry the mind of Christ. Koinonia is blessed. This is me praying now in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone who is coming, sitting under this grace, is learning the word of God. The word of God is penetrating the unbelief in their hearts, and the seed of glory and grace is being planted in them. Sound of Revival is blessed. The workers' retreats, blessed. All the meetings, blessed. Lifted by the power of God. Nations are connecting to what God is doing here. And the results are showing, speaking in their lives. Speak righteous things. Don't speak defeat. I will never say I am poor. Nobody will preach me into that. No. Are we together? I will never say I'm weak. No. I'd rather keep quiet than speak what I do not believe. Are we together? If I sit around someone and the person is marketing unbelief, I will not insult the person. I'll just keep quiet and just use words like, it's well. It's well. Glory to God. Hosanna to God in the highest. But I won't join you. I may be, yes, I will be diplomatic, but I will never confess negative. Because my destiny does not care whether I'm being diplomatic or not. Once you send the words, they pick it like seeds. The Bible says, say not before an angel, I made a mistake. And I hope you know by now that light bearers have a way they speak. Isaiah 8 and verse 20. And if do not speak after this manner, he says it's because there is no light in them. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. When there is light in you, there is a way that you speak. Say, I'm victorious. Say it, I'm victorious. So number four, hold fast your profession of faith. I wrote here that keep your mind and your heart focused on what God is doing, not your current reality. Not to ignore your current reality, but to superimpose the discouragement that comes from your current reality with the word of God. You find that in 2 Corinthians 4:18. It says, while we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal, I have taught you. The things that are not seen are eternal or lasting. Number five. Are you ready for number five? How to connect to the power flow. Be determined to take obedient actions. Actions of faith. Actions of obedience. It's not enough to jump and confess. The blessings you seek, the promises you seek to be made manifest in your life depend on your obedience to certain principles, obedience to certain instructions, obedience to certain conditions. You must obtain grace and be determined to take obedient actions. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 36. Hebrews 10, 36, James 1, 25. Hebrews 10, 36. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done, not just said, not just wished, not just thought, after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. You will only receive the promise, it will only be made manifest in your life after you have done. James 1, 25. The Bible says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer. Say, I'm a doer. Prophesy, say, I'm a doer. I'm a doer of the work. This man, whoever he is, shall be blessed in his deed. Let me recap one last time and then we're prepared to pray. Connecting to the power flow in this season that God has called the days of his power. Number one, believe in the sent word. He has declared the word. Believe it, receive it, be ready to run with it. Number two, contend for higher levels of light. That means you must make sure that week in, week out. Are we together? Your heart is ready and open to receive. When you come to church, don't just dance and sleep and share the grace and go back. Come with something to write. Come with a determination. Participate in the service. It was so designed to increase the light component in your life. From the opening prayer, the announcements, the praise worship, the testimonies, everything was tailored, bespoke for your growth. Number three, expand your spiritual capacity. Pray, oh, expand your spiritual capacity. Man of God, expand your spiritual capacity. The next level of the healing anointing needs a stretching. This, your current capacity cannot carry that grace. Are we together now? You need to expand, expand, expand in the place of prayer. Expand. You are not a rubber ring that goes on and come down. You can expand. You can expand to a version that can speak one prophetic word and heal nations because of the spiritual capacity you carry. Four. Hold fast your profession of faith.
I believe it is well with me this year. I believe helpers are coming to my life, coming to Koinonia. I believe everyone under this grace is blessed. Mighty men and women of God are rising from this ministry. Captains of industry rising from this ministry. Multi-millionaires and billionaires are rising from this ministry, serving the purposes of God. In the name of Jesus, I believe our children in this ministry are taught of the Lord. Great is their peace. We will not raise armed robbers in this ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare that the lost will come and find God. They will find hope. No service is ordinary. This is me praying for you. Then, number five, be determined to take action. Every time instructions come, you've gotten the first instruction for the year on soul winning. One soul. Take that as a strategy. One soul per week. I'm doing it, oh God, because I love you. But I take this as a prophetic instruction connected to my rising. Please rise up on your feet, hold the hands of someone, and then we'll pray. Shilakaparando siakash. Hold the hands of someone. We're taking a minute or two to pray the prophetic word into our lives. Are you ready? Pray in the spirit in 1 minute, thanking him for the word you have received. The days of his power. You are being positioned to run with the sent word. Go ahead and pray in the spirit for 1 minute. Sheke parata kasa brandege beleke parados. Running with the sent word. Running with the sent word. Running with the sent word. Sebalashka da pranta kaparata sigede belenta kapash. Running with the sent word. 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 Hallelujah. Now take 1 minute and begin to make faith declarations over your life. Every good thing you know the power of God can accomplish, receive it by faith. I have taught you a number of things. Go ahead. The power of God delivers unto me wisdom. The power of God delivers unto me favor. Go ahead and pray. In the name of Jesus, mighty works. The days of his power. Sheleke baraka sobrandegade. The power to stay in his presence, I receive in Jesus' name. The power to manifest as a son of God, I receive. The power to command mighty works through wisdom, I receive. The power to liberate others and to enjoy liberty myself, I receive. The power for miracles, signs and wonders. The power to be an active part of massive soul winning and the ingathering of unbelievers to the fold for their establishment. The power to access supernatural financial and human resources, I receive. Go ahead and pray. Shalikaparatos, I am a believer in the sent word. God has spoken, I receive. My path is as a shining light. I contend for light. I obtain the grace to pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm going to speak over your life and I want you to receive it. All through this year, every time a prophetic word is coming, don't be careless over it. Let your heart be open. Are we together now? But let me say this. What God has started, you see, every service and every meeting this year will connect to the previous one. We're honored to be having our first miracle service for 2025. It will be next week. Next week will be our first miracle service. And by the grace of God, God has empowered us to make a number of additions that make the miracle service richer and more impactful. And I really believe with all my heart that it will be a moment of extraordinary. It will be a time of receiving. You will receive until your bands become full of the promises of God. In the name of Jesus. So make sure you invite everybody, everybody, everybody. Are we together now? There's no space in, they can sit outside. And then those online, make sure you connect. so that you receive. God has prepared us for your sake. Next week it is, please make sure that you are an active part of letting people know that Jesus is stepping and giving people fearful testimonies, and that they can dive into this river and find rest in the name of Jesus Christ and find rest. But now I want to speak over your life. We are products of prophecy, and it is based upon the prophetic speakings of God's word. The Bible says that they prospered through the prophesying of two prophets that came. You find that in Ezra chapter 6 and verse 14, that the men builded and finished through the prophesying of Zechariah, Haggai the prophet, and Zechariah the son of Iddo. They built and finished according to the commandment of the Lord. I pray for you right now, in the name that is above all names, from January 2025 until December 2025, every month will be a month of laughter. Every month will be a month of laughter. Every month will be a month of laughter, full of testimonies of the goodness of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, I pray for you. Whatever made you cry last year, may it never be found in your 2025. May it never be found in your 2025, in the name of Jesus. Hear me. You will not wait until mid-year to laugh. Your laughter begins January. Your laughter begins this week, in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare, for some of you, between January and March, your goal for the year would have been accomplished completely. That you will have to bring 2026 goals, because your 2025 goals would have been more than achieved, in the name of Jesus Christ. I place the grace for favor on your head. Go and prosper. Find help everywhere you go, in the name of Jesus. I immune you from every demonic harassment, either through dreams, either through manipulations. I declare that you rise above those oppressions, in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone plotting evil for you, may my God arise and judge them. May my God arise and judge wickedness, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that your passion for God will never go down. Your prayer life will never go down. Your word study life will not go down. Your passion for the house of the Lord will not go down. Let me pray for your hands. May God cause someone to place a gift on that hand this week. A gift that will give you rest, financial rest, in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone trusting God for a job, I release my faith that in the name of Jesus, return with your testimony. Return with your testimony. Whatever you are trusting God for as a family, may you see God bring it to pass speedily, in the name of Jesus. You will not die. I say it again, you will not die. Every plot against your demise, or for your demise, or towards your demise, in the realm of the spirit, we shut that grave right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. As you open your mouth, it's only wisdom that will pour forth, in the name of Jesus Christ. You are free from accidents. You are free from any kind of calamity, in the name of Jesus. I place a mark on your head. No man will despise you. I call you blessed in the city, blessed in the country. Those who are students here, go and excel in school. Those who are workers here, I call this week a most productive week for you. Those who are business people, obtain results of 1 year in this week. The results of 1 year in this week, in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are in the ministry of the word, may you find light at a higher level this week, in the name of Jesus. You will dance your way to church on Sunday. You will smile your way to church on Sunday. You will sing your way to church on Sunday, in the name of Jesus Christ. Shout, say this after me. Say, I am in the days of his power. I walk in the favor of God.
I walk in the wisdom of God. And the faith of the Son of God is at work in my life. Say, I command results. Extraordinary results. I am a sign and a wonder. In Jesus' name we pray. Give Jesus praise. Give him a big hand clap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All stand, please. All stand. I want to make our first altar call for this year. An altar call is a call to come to Jesus. It's a call to consider your ways and to make your relationship right and intact with Jesus. Please lend me your attention. Someone in this auditorium, across the balcony, all of the overflows outside, Zaria, perhaps someone who is following somewhere at the other side of the globe. Once you heard me speak, especially when I began to speak about soul winning, the Holy Ghost began to bear witness with your spirit that today could be the day of your salvation. One of the reasons why we're gathered here is to give people an opportunity to make it right with Jesus. It doesn't matter how your life has been. It doesn't matter whether things have worked or not worked. You can make it right with Jesus. He can give you a new beginning. You can receive the forgiveness of sin. You can be called the righteousness of God in Christ, and then to receive that life that only Jesus can give. Or perhaps you are saying, Apostle, I want to rededicate my life. I don't want to start 2025 the way 2024 was. I really want to start it right on a good footing. I want to make it right with Jesus. I'll count 1 to 5 quickly because of our time. I'd like you to boldly leave your seat, and I want you to rush and come and stand right before me. It's my honor to begin this year by leading you to this Jesus, the one who brought you tonight. Let's bless them as they come. One. Koinonia, this is your contribution. He that winneth souls is wise. God bless you, my brothers. Thank you, my sisters. Come. Come. You can start 2025 on a good footing. You can know that you know that you know that today can be the beginning of your best days. Two. If you are coming, rush. Leave your seat. You are not too old to come, sir. Come. You are not too educated to come. Come. You are not too illiterate to come. Come. Your gender notwithstanding. Your level of exposure notwithstanding. Your many days of crying notwithstanding. That you have an infirmity in your body notwithstanding. You can always start afresh with Jesus. Three. Two more counts and I begin to pray. If you're joining them, please come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. Apostle, I desire to come. I don't consider myself a bad person, but I'm not sure if I am saved. You can join them. You can find the assurance of salvation tonight. Five. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord is calling many to in Zaria and all our other expressions. Please make sure you respond to that call. Those outside or around the overflows, make sure that you move to your LED screen and lend me your attention as I lead you to Jesus. Brothers and sisters, thank you. It pays to make it right with Jesus. It is the wisest decision any man can make in this side of God's kingdom. Let me request that you lift your right hand. Know that you are lifting these hands before Jesus, your maker, the lover of your soul, the one who is willing to start afresh with you again. Say this loud and say this clear after me. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I love you with all my heart. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for my sin. I believe that you rose again for my justification. Right now, I receive Jesus into my heart as my Savior, my Lord, and my King. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From tonight and forever, I'm a child of God. I live for Jesus all the days of my life. Amen. I speak over you that you are blessed. I decree and declare that now that you are saved, you will walk in righteousness and you will go from glory to glory, serving the Lord with your life and living a meaningful Christian life. In Jesus' name we pray. Please look to my right. You will see a brother waving the counselor placard.
let me request that you please follow them. The counselors are prepared to have a word and a prayer with you very quickly, and you'll be back to your seat. Let's honor them as they go. Is this the best you can do, Koinonia? Give them a big, big hand clap in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We're wrapping up already. You would notice that we're introducing a few changes just to help redeem time and then to help our efficiency. Please keep praying for us and encourage us whilst we do that. An example is that you notice today we didn't bring those receiving tithes and the rest in front because of the time it takes. So from now hence, once it's time for tithe and offerings, the tithers will just be requested to stand where they are, and you stand, we'll pray for you, and then you can watch your tithe in the offering basket, and that would be all. You will redeem time, and then you will help us. Have you been blessed tonight? As always, let me challenge you, return back and then re-listen again. Re-listen to this message. Share it with as many people. Don't waste your platforms. Make sure that it becomes a tool for helping someone else. More announcements and any other announcements will come during the miracle service. Invite everyone. 5 p.m. on the dot, we're here celebrating the wonder-working power of Jesus. Bring as many who have been oppressed, who are sick, who are trusting God to write a new story, give them a new song, and together let's experience the miracle power of Jesus. And as always, if you've been touched by God, whether during the service or in the course of the week, you are at liberty to send your testimonies to our media department, and they'll collate some of them, allow you to share some of them if the time allows, or at least read some of them on your behalf to bless the house of God. You should not have any notable miracle, whether by text, in writing, or video format, and then you don't send it. You can always send it, and let's have it and celebrate Jesus with you. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name, we pray. Lift your hands and let's thank God in 1 minute for all that he's done, for a glorious start of 2025 already. We bless him. We give him all the thanks. In Jesus' name, we pray. Together, let's share the grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Rest and abide with us now and forever. Amen. Surely God's goodness and mercies follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Have a good week and see you on Sunday.